The ambush was laid inside the deserted Woolworths. It hadn't been any problem at all to break in. A circle of penguins stood round Robert, jars in hand, leaving a few gaps to let in the penis envy monster.
"Don't worry," Vicky had assured him. "The moment it breaks into the circle, you dive out and we'll capture it."
"Oh, easy," thought Robert. "Just tell me, if it does get me, what precisely will it do? What any deeply envious creature would do when it has the opportunity to extract that which it desires. Now, remember what we told you. Kate will..."
"Kate? Who's Kate?"
"The creature. It's called Kate.
It was once,
but it's just the spectre of a real Kate. It's old, failing, it barely exists. It has no real power except that you give it, and trust us. If you think, believe, and trust in us, you will be safe."
"Trust in the penguins?"
"I would trust my life with the penguins."
"Yeah, but what about my life? What do you think, Bernard?" But they never found out what Bernard thought, as a noise from the darkness outside the circle stopped them. Dead.
"Too late," said Vicky. "It's here."
Footsteps approached, and she retreated from the circle. The orange penguins all did their best to blend into the background.
"You don't need it,"
came a terrible cry.
"I want one."
And from the emergency exit came a little girl in a pink dress carrying a teddy bear.
"Don't move,"
hissed Vicky.
"It can sense movement."
"But it's just a little girl," said Robert.
"I want one,"
said the little girl, taking a step closer.
"When I shout jump..." "But it's just a little girl," repeated Robert, looking with concern at the child.
"I want one too,"
she said, taking another step closer, till she was but yards away.
"Jump!"
screamed Vicky, and Robert jumped, bounced off a penguin, spun round, tripped over his own feet, banged his head, and knew no more.